5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and today we have a special guest, my cousin Chris. Gonna join us for this interesting episode. Yes,
we're gonna try.
So this is the podcast where we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome as well as a variety of what the fuck moments. Paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and a lot of interesting random topics that I come across online. If you are new here, thanks so much for stopping by. I hope you decide to come back. Take a listen to my past episodes because we do cover a lot of random serial killers, drunken what the fuck moments, strange news stories, ghost stories, and more. It's an audible variety show, Christopher. That's what we do here.
Wonderful.
Now, it's also October 1st, okay, guys? So it's
Halloween!
Exactly. It is the official beginning of the Halloween season. Now, when I was a kid, as a younger adult, I loved Halloween. It was my favorite holiday because as a kid, you know, you get free candy, which is always good. And as an adult, you know, you get drunk. So it's fantastic. What did you just... Oh.
Who doesn't love Halloween? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Weirdos.
It's almost better than Christmas.
It really is.
Think about it. It's almost better than Christmas. For Christmas, you know you're going to get presents. But Halloween, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get some candy, but you don't know if you're going to die.
And those people who don't give you the good candy, you know... Fuck you. Give us the chocolate. Give us the Skittles, what have you. But don't give us sweet tarts. That's how I feel.
Give me money.
Give me money. That's what I'm talking about. Now, today is also... Today is also National World Smile Day. Did you know that? Yeah, World Smile Day. So apparently each year on the first Friday in October... Today, World Smile Day, we celebrate a day to smiles and spreading random acts of kindness.
So since we're just making up random holidays and not paid from the job, let's tomorrow be Cousin Chris Day, where we all go out and do something really fun.
Watch the mic, jackass. Cousin Chris Day. Every day is Cousin Chris Day.
Pretty much. How you doing?
And that sounds like my kind of day. Cousin Chris Day is going to revolve around bottles of cognac and very well-rolled blunts.
Sounds really good.
Now today it says someone, if they smile at you, you're supposed to bounce a smile right back at them and just kind of keep the happiness flowing.
Keep the energy going.
Yeah, keep the energy going. And get this, there actually are actual benefits to smiling that I never really thought of. They say that smiling can lower your blood pressure, boost your immune system, and get rid of those pesky vitamins. Just smile. You don't need anything else, honestly. But they say you just turn your frown upside down.
Is it a real smile, or is it like smile? Put your eyebrows up. Stop smiling.
TikTok sounds. I fucking love it. It's about the TikTok sounds.
Sorry.
You stupid. And they also say that smiling can relieve stress and pain and improve your mood, your relationships, and even increase your life expectancy. That's what they're saying here, man. So I'm going to smile every second of the day from here on out until I forget about all this and go back to normal.
How's it?
Yeah, they say today is super popular in, I think it's called Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm probably saying that wrong. Now, this is actually the birthplace of the yellow smiley face, which I never really thought of because it never occurred to me that, you know, somebody actually invented the yellow smiling face. Like,
somebody did.
It was a commercial artist, and his name was Harvey Ball. And he created the first yellow smiley face in 1963. So he actually created it as a design for the State Mutual Life Insurance Company campaign. Now, as years went on, Harvey was worried that his yellow smiley face image was becoming way too commercialized, like everything in life. Yeah, pretty much. And I gotta tell you, I completely get that it's simple. It's the smiley face. It's simple. Like a child can draw it. It's everywhere. It's, you know, look at the emojis we have now.
You remember Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
When he was running and the guy gave him his shirt and he wiped his face with the shirt and when he took it off, it was a smiley face on the shirt and he gave the guy the idea of, I can brand shirts with a smile. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember that from Forrest Gump?
Vaguely. I'm going to have to rewatch that.
Guy, you know, Forrest Gump actually hit a lot of historical true fans.
Maybe. I mean, you know, these movies and TV shows have a lot of Easter eggs in them, so that's possible.
Really?
Man, you're making my brain explode.
Sorry.
Brain is dead. Now, just you think about it.
Stupid
does. Now, the sad thing is, man, is he did not get it copywritten. So he didn't get the image copywritten. So, you know, anybody can use a smiley face at any time for any reason.
Which I believe went into the next thing after he gave the guy the shirt. Somebody drove past him and put mud all over that shirt. And he had a bumper sticker that said, shit happened. And so Forrest was running and the guy said, whoa, you just stepped in a real big piece of shit. He said, yeah, it happens. And the guy had the bumper sticker called shit.
Yeah.
Remember that shit? Yeah. Like, it was a great movie.
So there's always something behind something. You just never know.
Let's go home and watch Forrest Gump.
Everybody, you know, watch, man? Forrest Gump and there smile today. Smile and watch Forrest Gump.
She hit the whole every fucking fact from the millennium.
Thank you, NationalDayCalendar.com, for this information about today's smile, World Smile Day. So we reached a part where I catch you up on my luxurious life. Try not to be jealous, guys, okay? So we lost electricity in our living room, and my poor father, you know, because he loves the games. He was missing games, you know what I'm saying? He was upset about it, but he took it well. He took it well. So he's got, like, this large TV that he watches his sports on, so the last few days has been difficult. But also in other news, a spider tried to attack my family and steal my soul. You remember that big-ass spider that we saw outside the house? This shit was huge as hell. It was so big, man. There's no reason for a spider to be big enough to be lassoed. We don't need that. I think he might have been, because he was furry as shit. He was furry as shit. Now, Chris was there, my mom was there, and my doorbell cam caught the footage of that, and I also filmed some of it. So if you want to check out my video that I just posted, my Wednesday video, it's there. When I was attacked by this spider, it breached the perimeter and it threatened our souls, and we did what we had to defend ourselves.
She tried to kill everyone.
What else is going on? R. Kelly was found guilty. So that doesn't really surprise me. I mean, it is what it is. People just these days are not going to put up with that kind of stuff. It's not the 90s anymore. You know, people get mad when you do things like that now.
Just
come on.
You can't rack those young girls up anymore. That's why you got hit with the racketeering charges.
There you go. Now, last week, let's get on with the show here. Last week, I shared the interesting story of the Great Molasses Flood. It was a horrible tragedy that no one could have possibly expected. An entire city covered in molasses? That's a lot. And if you haven't already, check out that episode and subscribe to this podcast and prepare yourself, because it's an audible good time. So today we're gonna cover one of my favorite topics, which is strange and interesting news stories that I come across. There's just a lot of weird shit that's going on in this world. And I want to talk about it, damn it. Just silly shit that people are talking about and interesting things that you probably didn't know. So stick with me, because this is going to be fun. Today's stories will include homophobic slurs and people who enjoy masturbating in public spaces for some reason.
Fuck you, faggot!
You know, somebody told me that.
Oh, I forgot that I said that. I was like, what? It's aggressive.
Somebody told me, some old guy in a pickup truck. I was just like, okay.
He just screamed, fuck you, faggot, like, from his pickup truck?
I mean, I kind of sort of cut him off, but I mean, it wasn't that serious. Like, I gave it back to him, you know what I mean? You know sometimes you gotta jump in front of somebody and you jump right back out of their way?
Yeah, oh.
Sorry, it was one of those, like, how'd you hit the mic? I jumped out and jumped back in.
Fuck you, faggot!
And that's a lot. All his goddamn skull right on the goddamn ground.
That's gross. That is gross. But before we get to today's homophobic slurs, I want to remind you guys that if you have any of your own interesting experiences for the podcast, be sure to email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. All you gotta do is copy and paste that bad boy, because it's in the show notes down below. Because like I do, I talk about a variety of topics here, so if you got something good, as long as it's interesting, send it in, and then there's a good chance that your story can actually inspire an entire episode. So go ahead and do that. To show support for this podcast, leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platforms that you're using, because this helps my podcast grow and earn new listeners. And let's be honest, guys, that would be fucking titties. Please do that. Do that immediately. I'm waiting.
Did you say titties?
I did. That would be fucking titties.
Not titties.
Titties.
I like that.
Right? We say that a lot here, titties.
She's
drunk. Jump. Okay. I wanted to share something with you guys that's super exciting. Because recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me and wanted me to try their product. And they are a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hip manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products. And they have even created the most potent CBD cigarette out there. So if you're interested in CBD cigarettes, and or maybe you're interested in just having an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And now they have Delta 8 gummies, and they are amazing. After I ate a couple of them, I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off and I dozed. It was amazing. Goodbye anxiety and hello sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something you want and you want to purchase it, make sure you use the coupon code SMILES, SMILES. Once again, coupon code SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES, SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global. I love them. And I'll be sure to post their link tree below in the show notes of this episode. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this crazy news stories. So I came up with one that I came across on the smokinggun.com. And this story is weird as fuck, and something that I never thought someone would have to experience. It's the kind of shit that makes me glad that Carvana is a thing now, where you can just buy a car online and go get it from the vending machine or whatever the fuck. But and there's probably a good chance that something like this will never happen, but let's just get to it so you understand what the fuck I'm talking about. And I guess where our first story is taking place, guess where it's taking place? Yeah, we're going to Florida. And as many of you know, and I've discussed many times in the show, is that Florida is known for weird things that fucking happen there. Also, Disney World, and gators, and pythons. Florida sucks. Okay, so y'all know how I feel about Florida on this podcast. I'm sitting here and act like you don't. And if you're new here, and chances are you're probably from Florida just because I said all those things, my bad. So we got a customer that was at a used car dealership in Pensacola, Florida, and they were looking at a 2010 Jeep Wrangler. At the, Bob Tyler Toyota. And that dealership had a surprise waiting for the customer
in that Jeep. Chris, you won't guess what it is. When the customer was checking out the Jeep, turns out there was a woman who was completely naked in the back of the Jeep.
No way.
Yes.
She was drunk?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
jump to it. That's like our favorite song, y'all.
Sorry, y'all.
No, they're good. So the dealership manager goes to the Jeep and opens the door. And this is when he sees a 27-year-old Alexis King as naked as you can possibly get, with her legs wide open. She was pleasuring herself.
Oh.
Masturbation story number one.
Wait, in the Toyota?
And
that I just bought?
Well, technically, she was in a Jeep Wrangler. She was at the used cars lot at the Toyota place.
How you doing?
So the description that the receptionist gave the police was probably like my favorite thing about this story. Okay, the receptionist... It's so funny. Listen, I've been drinking cognac, y'all. Leave me alone. So the receptionist reported that Alexa... I'm so sorry, y'all. So the receptionist reported that Alexis was, and I quote, pulling at her vagina. Mm. That was the description that the receptionist... So I was just walking to the car, and this lady was just pulling at her vagina. I honestly cannot explain why I find that description so funny. It's just an odd way to describe female masturbation. Obviously, the police was called. The employee that called, they found someone pulling at their vagina in the backseat of a fucking Jeep. So the employee called the police and told them that a homeless woman was inside one of their SUVs pleasuring herself, or as we like to say now, pulling at her vagina. So once Alexis got out of the car, the employees were able to see the damage that was done to the car's interior. Now they saw a broken radio, and here's the best part here. And also the grossest part, a period stain was on the back seat. No. You can't play music on my podcast. I don't have the rights for any of that.
Oh, no. Good thing we don't know what that is.
Yeah, no, never do that. That's my cousin Chris, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm about to chew that bitch up just for
hell that. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I almost had a fucking heart attack.
Because I don't know what it was, right? You'll never be able...
Let's get back to that period stain. Never thought I'd ever say that.
How would they know?
They'll never know.
No one's going to know.
No one's going to know. All right, so there's a period stain on the back of the seat, which is really gross, like I said. And they said that the car smelled absolutely horrible. So they detailed the car.
Right?
So they detailed the car as quickly as they could. And I just have a couple of questions and or observations here. How wildly aggressively are you masturbating if you're breaking the car radio? What were you doing?
I mean, okay, so hold on.
It just seems
Can
strange.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I just had sex in the car like a couple of hours ago.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That was outside my house.
No, it was in the park.
Okay. Well.
So listen, about the radio. My leg was kind of, in the dashboard, and so I can definitely see how that can get broke.
But she was by herself.
Well, if she's hitting her spot, I can definitely see her leg. You ever scratch a dog? And that leg just be just on its own, just woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You know what I mean? She probably broke her radio that way.
Well, let's hear you explain the period stain.
She was on her period?
Well, yeah, motherfucker, I get that.
That bitch was trifling. Because, ho, you ain't supposed to be goddamn doing none of that shit.
Right! That's a huge no-no, you ask me, and I feel like they should just burn that fucking car down.
I don't think they make her
burn
it. That big.
I mean, depends.
Depends! Yes! Isn't that the name of the goddamn big-ass pad? Depends?
Yeah!
Just W. You didn't
even know. Nigga, that's why I said it.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, girl, so let's get back to this shit. We're closing out the story here. Okay, so I do think that they should probably mark down the car down in price as low as you can, because, you know, let the buyer know that there was once a woman pulling out a vagina in the vehicle before they purchase it. I feel like, you know, and also, it's just like someone renting a haunted apartment or buying a haunted house. I feel like it should be disclosed that someone was pulling furiously at their vagina in the back seat.
To the point they broke the
radio. Right? They broke the radio. There's fucking period blood all over the place. Excuse me. Did anyone furiously masturbate in the back seat of this car or leave period blood behind? I hate to ask, but you never know. Now I feel like I have to ask that question whenever I want to buy a car. You're like, what the fuck? So Alexis caused about $1,300 in damages to the Jeep. And she's being held at the, I think it's Escambia County Jail on a $7,000 bond. And they charged her with criminal mischief, burglary, and providing police with a false name, and obviously indecent exposure, clearly. So there's that first masturbation story. Okay, that was a wild ride, listeners, wasn't it? Holy shit. Okay, so I gotta tell you, during this pandemic, especially when I lived in Los Angeles, I used all of the food delivery app services. I mean, I didn't like Postmates. That was never one of my favorites. They always had these hidden-ass fees. There was a few times they actually charged my card twice. That shit kind of pissed me off. So I used Uber Eats and DoorDash the most. But I'm lucky to say that I never experienced anything like the story I'm about to share with you. So shout out to LGBTQNation.com and TheSmokingGun.com for this one. They teamed up in the podcast for this particular story. So we got a guy. They call this guy a masshole. And I'm assuming because he's an asshole who was also from the great state of Massachusetts. And whenever I play the states game, when I try to name all the states without looking at a map, Massachusetts, Delaware, and Rhode Island are always the ones I forget about. It's nothing personal. I'm just an idiot. It's not your fault.
How do you forget about Massachusetts?
I don't know. Sometimes I forget Wyoming,
I can see
too.
Delaware, you know, just a little.
Yeah, I mean, you know, oops, I did it again. Okay, so anyways, we got 27-year-old masshole Matthew Bouchard, as I'm assuming how you say his name. He was arrested and charged with a hate crime. So masshole Maddie, which I think we're gonna refer to him as that for now on, masshole Maddie. He lives out at a place called East Sandwich, which is a pretty cool name for a town. And if they do not have the best sandwiches ever I'm suing them.
Sandwich?
East Sandwich.
It must be in Jersey.
No, it's in Massachusetts.
East Sandwich?
East Sandwich. Okay. Not too far from...
Delaware.
I gotta remember this next time I play the States game. I'll never forget it.
Who's that?
So, Masshole Maddie was... What is that sound? What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
Are you crinkling candy wrapper?
No.
I hate you so much.
So
Masshole Maddie was working for the food delivery app, DoorDash. And this is where he decided to deliver gay couples, which is just only gay couples. He only delivered to gay couples only.
Oh, because I thought he was delivering gay couples.
Oh, yeah, he's delivering gay couples,
you know what I mean?
To wherever they want to go.
I was like, oh, really? Let me get Maddie on the phone.
Just sitting there just... talking straight out my ass. So yeah, he was delivering Subway sandwich to a gay couple, and this is after he wrote anti-gay slurs, and drawings of penises on their sandwich, which included Todd plus Steve equal gay fags, which is rude as fuck because who the hell eats Subway? Let's be honest here. If you're eating Subway, then you're probably at a work function where they provide quote unquote lunch. You're super high. Misinformed, they're just plain weird. I'm not a huge fan of Subway, in case you didn't catch on to that. So, and let's get back to this masshole. So, masshole Maddie had been harassing this gay couple and their son, the 20-year-old son, for a long time. And for years, he enjoyed posting horrible things about his fathers on social media. And so he told the cops, and I quote, Bouchard doesn't like me because I have two gay dads, I guess. And that's what their sunset, which I find hilarious because the masshole's name is spelled B-U-T-C-H-A-R-D, Butchard. I mean, how are you going to harass gay people with a name like that?
I just spelled it in my head and it's funny.
Butchard. Be such an asshole to homosexuals with a laugh. Fuck you, Butchard.
What's his first name?
Matthew or Maddie.
Matthew Butchard.
Matthew Butchard. Right? So Masshole Maddie threatened to spray paint both of his dad's cars if he ever came near him. And to be honest with you, about this 20-year-old son of these two gay parents, if I were this guy, I probably would have just been arrested for beating the shit out of Butchard. These are my dad's. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. Spray paint the cars. I'll sue you and you'll have to pay for it. You know? And get this, a 27-year-old Butchard lived with his parents, so fuck him.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I do too, but it's different, but I'm also not an asshole. So, I feel like that counts. Don't be a dick if you're a failure. I may be a failure, but I am not a dick.
I'm a dick. We're definitely drunk.
Yes, we've been drinking.
Watermelon.
So, Masshole Maddie Butchard was charged criminal harassment, property damage, and to intimidate, and civil rights violations. But, of course, he's not new to being a masshole. He's been a nuisance to the neighborhood for a long time. He's also been arrested for marijuana possession, which is ridiculous as fuck. I'm sorry. I'm on his side on that one. Drug sales and theft in the past. So they say that he's always had a defiant and anti-authority demeanor. That sounds familiar.
Oh, sounds like me.
It does sound like you. So this idiot actually decided to post a video of himself.
Why can't you be an idiot, Amber?
I'm about to tell you. He posted a video of himself on Snapchat writing the anti-gay slurs on the sandwich. So it was pretty easy to figure out.
We knew who did it again. We came down pressing charges.
Right.
Ah.
So, ergo, idiot.
That's a horse of a different color!
And then he felt, I mean, I don't understand, dudes. Why do something stupid and illegal, record it, and then post it on social media? Do you think that nobody sees that shit?
Part.
Yeah, fucking Butchard.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to go ahead and start this final story of the evening with, what is it with people and masturbating all over the place? I don't get it. But don't worry, Floridians. This one happened in my home state of Georgia. Damn it. We have a woman who decided to masturbate with a vibrator on a beach in Georgia. Probably a fan. I don't know. My assumption is that it's a fantasy that she probably had for a while. You know, you don't just be like, I'm going to masturbate on the beach. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it happens that way.
I guess. So we got 34-year-old Christina Revels, I think he's Revels Glick, hyphenated, so he must be married. She was arrested for indecent exposure and disorderly conduct on August 27th of this year, around 5:30 p.m. A witness reported that there was a woman who was performing a sexual act on Tybee Beach. Now, I've actually been to Tybee Beach, and for those of you who aren't aware, it's not very far from Savannah, Georgia. So the witness said that the woman placed a towel in the sand, just, you know, get the scene started there, placed a towel on the sand, then opened her backpack and removed what appeared to be a vibrator from it. And I'm thinking, if you knew it was a vibrator, you're probably pretty fucking close to her, unless she just pulled out the Great American Challenge, you know, Jesus. Anyways, so then the witness reported to the police that there's a woman who was beginning to masturbate with said vibrator, and she could even hear her. I don't know if the witness is male or female, but the witness could hear the woman moaning while she was using it. And after about 5 minutes, the woman gathered her stuff and then left the beach. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, did this witness just sit there and watch for the full 5 minutes? You know what I'm saying?
Because you know how long it took. You know, just sit there and watch. It just seems to me that this witness may be into voyeurism just a bit, you know. But get this, not only did the witness watch what happened, but they recorded the entire incident.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, most likely with their phone or something. So they showed the video to the police, and it showed a woman who was wearing a one-piece green bikini, retrieve something from her backpack, and then spread her legs apart and put both hands in between her legs. Now, again, I can't help but wonder if the witness enjoyed what they saw a little bit. Also, how long did they keep this footage on their phone? Because all they had to do was email it, you know, to the cops or give them a copy. You know, were they asked to get rid of the evidence once the police had their copy? Probably not. You know, so this person just has a woman enjoying herself on the beach in their phone, I'm assuming, you know. So later, the police locate Christina at a nearby restaurant, and she's a Georgia resident that lives about 40 miles from Tybee Island, and she even admitted to masturbating at the beach with her vibrator. So she came clean. Oh, came clean.
Got that part.
Oh, God, puns are great when you don't mean them. That's awesome. So she came clean about that, and she did add that she covered what she was doing with a towel and didn't think anyone saw her. She also said that she was sorry for what she did and honestly didn't think anyone saw her because it only took her about 20 seconds to orgasm. That's what she said, but the person said it was there for like 5 minutes, plus he's got video footage of it, but it probably seemed faster to her than it actually was. You know what I mean? Who knows? So she was charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. And in case you were wondering, yes, her vibrator was taken into evidence and photographed by police. That is now evidence. Look, okay, let me just say this. I completely understand,
okay,
you know, why police were called, because, you know, Tybee Beach and whatever, it's actually a very popular place. You know, and Christina was enjoying herself a little too much at 5:30 in the afternoon. There's still kids and families and shit there, you know, when this happened. And this is in August, so the sun was definitely still up at that time. You know, around this time of year, the sun doesn't start to set until around after 7. You know what I'm saying? So she could have just waited until after the sun was down, or maybe super late at night. You know, there's less people at the beach at those times, you know, but I guess Christina just needed to get, you know, get one off at 5:30 p.m. and on a public beach. I don't know. I hope it was worth it. Now she's got a rap sheet for coming. Oh, man. This show's crazy. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's people, please masturbate at home if you can help it. Professionally silly life rules. If you're going to do it in a public place, maybe don't do it at 5:30 p.m. Maybe not. This episode had more masturbation than I expected. I swear I didn't plan that. It's just how the cookie crumbled today. But clearly, we need to ask more questions about the cars we purchase and or lease, because you just never know what the fuck is going on. Also, maybe they'll post your crimes. Don't post your crimes on social media. It's not a good idea to do that. It's hard to make words happen when you've been drinking. I've learned that. Sentences are very difficult to put together. Okay. I don't want to help criminals be better at criminaling, you know? So if you want to post your criminal things on social media, I say go ahead. I can use more podcast episodes. I'm totally fine with that. You know, it's just crazy to think that people really are this stupid. But I'm just glad that they make my podcast fun. So continue criminaling. Do what you want. Break the law. Okay. And be stupid about it, so we can talk about it here. Do me a favor and let me know how you like this episode via podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly, or on the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. Follow the podcast Instagram as well, same name, at It's Pro Silly. And if you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, email them to me at It's Professionally Silly at gmail.com.
It can literally be about anything as long as it's interesting and fun. There is a huge chance that your story could inspire an entire episode topic. So send them in. Creepy, scary, funny, embarrassing. I want them, especially if they're embarrassing. If you can also leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail and or text message and I'll put you on the show unless you say otherwise. But I would love to hear from you guys. I want to thank you guys so much for listening and coming back every week. Chris, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for letting me come.
That's what she said. You know, I do everything on this podcast on my own. It is all me. I do the research. I look things up. I get the script ready. I record, blah, blah, blah. It's all me. So I'm very appreciative when you guys chill and you come in and listen with me every week. You know, it means a lot to me. It inspires me to keep it going. So thank you very much. And if this is your first time listening, well, I hope you understand that this episode is not normally how things are done. I'm usually not inebriated when I record. Usually. So come back and give me another shot. You know, this is the 201 episode. So you've got 200 others to show you how I do things. You know what I'm saying? So join me and come back every Friday as we get professionally silly. And please support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that, because I do need your help in order for this podcast to grow. Leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts, it really helps. You know, and also when you share the podcast with your friends, because I think they'll enjoy themselves too. Don't hug all the silly to yourself. Don't do that. That's rude. The podcast is available. Let them know. Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Podbean, and more. Okay, so check that out. If you enjoy the show, if you enjoy us or me, you know, and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. This will help the podcast continue to flow and help me keep the silly moving forward. You can now make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. That's a lot of nines that I said, excuse me. And if you got commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. So hit me up on PayPal, www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. And help me keep the silly flowing. Don't forget to check out the show notes for some bonus information like my social media stuff, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, plural. Check those out. The Professionally Silly channel and the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. And that's the channel where I put my black card on the line and I explore haunted locations and do paranormal investigations to see if a place really is haunted. And you'll see Chris in the flesh because he's in a few of those videos. And we have a lot of fun doing those videos together. So links to my latest videos that I've made on my YouTube channels are also going to be in the show notes. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me things or stuff like that, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533. Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. You can send me anything that you like, and I'll open them right here on air, and I'll post a video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. Once again, I'm Amber Smiles Jones, your Audible boo thang, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can. Come take your silliness seriously with me every Friday. All right. Have a good night. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere.